From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad steps up the push for hanging, demands for the Bahamas to clarify its position on Cuban refugees, and Caribbean children spelling out academic success in the United States. I'm Electra Naismith, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The government in Trinidad and Tobago is to withdraw from the United Nations Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. The announcement came from Attorney General Ramesh Miraj just a day after news that the island had withdrawn from the Inter-American Charter on Human Rights. Tony Fraser reports.
As with the withdrawal from the Inter-American Convention, moving away from the United Nations Human Rights Committee means that convicted killers will no longer have the option of going to this body for clemency. However, there is a difference. The government has decided to re-accede to the broader UN human rights protocol so that citizens, except convicted killers, are still allowed to go to the UN human rights body on alleged violation of rights. But the Attorney General assures that withdrawal from the bodies does not mean that the constitutional rights of the convicted persons can be violated.